This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The various sides involved in a stalemate over a case of TB in an immigrant detention center in Aurora face off in federal court today. ICE says one active TB case was confirmed there and that the detainee was treated and moved. Neither GEO Group, which runs the facility, or ICE have provided proof of their investigation to public health authorities or allowed them to conduct their own, as required by state law. GEO wants a judge to temporarily stop enforcement of a new state law which requires regular health and safety inspections of immigrant detention facilities. TB is a serious, contagious airborne disease that can be deadly if untreated. The southern Colorado town of La Vida is under its most stringent water restrictions in more than two decades. Mayor Doug Burgich says if they don't get enough rain soon, they'll have to take extreme measures that may not be realistic.
The worst case scenario is that we will have to rely on the generosity of our neighbors and hope that somebody has a water supply that we can truck in. That is unfathomable. 80,000 gallons a day, that's 10 semi-truckloads of water. Where are we going to get that?
The mayor says if the summer monsoons don't bring significant rain, all they can do is pray for an early snow. A new state law that puts limits on the purchase of semi-automatic weapons goes into effect tomorrow. It restricts the purchase of many semi-automatic guns and requires people to get a permit before buying one. Buyers must also take a safety training course and test. This is CPR News.